On Sunday, February 20th, Scholastic Journalism Week begins across the United States. This year's theme is Amplifying Voices, and that's what this podcast, along with one released last week and another in the next few days, will do. The voices we'll amplify are those of the Quill and Scroll Student Advisory Board. Hello, I'm Jeff Brown, the Executive Director of the Quill and Scroll Honor Society for High School Journalists, and you're listening to The Source, Quill and Scroll's podcast. In this episode, you'll hear from three young journalists who are working to make their communities a better place. They are Sandra Koretz from Los Angeles, California, Eric Shaw from Austin, Texas, and Caroline Mascardo from Iowa City, Iowa. You'll hear them talk of the important stories they're working on and their future in journalism. And in addition, they'll address another important part of Scholastic Journalism Week, Student Press Freedom Day, scheduled for February 24th. This year's Student Press Freedom Day theme is Unmute Yourself. Enjoy.
My name is Sandra Koretz, and I'm a senior at Harvard Westlake School located in Los Angeles, California. I have been working on the school's publications since I was in eighth grade. And now that I'm at the upper school, I've been working on our main paper called The Chronicle since I was a sophomore. And my position there is I am currently a news section editor and a photography editor. And I also write for our sports publication called Big Red, and I also take photos for them. The sports paper that I work on called Big Red, we operate where we release an issue about once or twice a season. So we have articles and photography and statistics published for fall, spring, and winter sports, which is really cool. And then we interview students across the board from every sport. Our sports paper is really interesting because we have a female editor-in-chief there, along working with three boys, and she is a powerhouse. She is 6'3", and is a starter on our women's basketball team. And alongside her, we have so many female contributors also working on Big Red. So, I mean, let me tell you, the paper looks great because we're all very, very detail-oriented. Out of the stories that I've written on The Chronicle is truly a hands-off experience in terms of advisors and administration. So we really, really try to prioritize like student press freedom rights and making sure that administration can't see what is published until they have a print copy in front of their hands. Administration, our advisors, no one sees what's being published until the last minute. And coming from a public school, I know that a lot of public schools have a little bit of, restrictions in terms of what's published. So we really try to minimize that. In terms of what I've personally written, my favorite article is an article I wrote as a sophomore talking about the increase in teenagers smoking marijuana during quarantine. And that was a really cool article because I'm 15 and I am emailing CEOs, COOs, CFOs, and all these insanely popular marijuana companies and marijuana distribution companies asking for interviews. And you would be surprised how many of them were like, okay, we'll talk to you. So at the end, I published this incredible article that had all these kids that on the record going like, yeah, I smoked on Zoom. I smoked like this and that. And it's like, it's so shocking the magnitude of how many more students were like smoking marijuana in quarantine. And it was truly because there was nothing to do. They were at home. In addition to that, it's really interesting. And I really learned like an interesting tactic to how to publish a good feature article. If you have good interviews, you need to back them up with a statistic. So that's what it came to interviewing marijuana companies. So when I had students saying, oh, I've been at home, I'm smoking, I'm not doing anything. And then you can talk to a marijuana company and have them tell you about their increase of sales over that year compared to previous years. That's where the good stuff comes from, because it's really, really powerful to include statistics. A lot of them were purchasing marijuana, not I don't know how illegal it was, but some of them were purchasing it from dispensaries with fake IDs, which is an article that my friend wrote about this year. And she did it. Oh, she wrote an incredible article about it. Her name is Allegra Drago. She is amazing. And some of them were purchasing with fake IDs. Some of them were having it delivered to their house and having a sibling walk out and get it. Some of them had med cards, which are legal in California at 18 if you have a valid medical diagnosis. The article is republished too, which is really cool. So my dad was sending it to me every time it was being republished. And I was like, oh my God, that's bizarre. Hashtag unmute yourself to me means really choosing to prioritize covering articles that bring the truth to people. And coming from a private school and coming from an area of Los Angeles where there's always a lot going on, you'd be surprised about the stories that people tell. And that's when good articles are published, when you listen to others and you're able to publish their own stories. Sometimes publishing what's right could mean harming administration or adults, but that doesn't mean that you're protecting students. And oftentimes it's more important to protect your students at a high school rather than protecting administration, because who are you going to protect? Middle-aged people that are working for their salaries, or are you going to protect innocent kids who have been hurt or have a story to tell and who need that help to help their story be released? I think sometimes the best interviews come from people that you trust and that trust you as a journalist, because if someone trusts you as a journalist and to publish the truth, they're more likely to give you answers and powerful information that, because they trust you to portray them properly in an article, and they trust you to portray them as someone that has a story to tell. A lot of those quotes I had received for my marijuana piece, and I also had written an article later on about the war in Afghanistan. And a lot of the quotes I was receiving were people that were saying, like, their friends of friends who were saying, hey, a really good friend of mine is writing this story. And it always starts with a good friend. And that's how you get your quotes. That's how I help connect my fellow journalists with good interviews. I go, a good friend is writing this. They're going to portray you properly, and they're going to make you look good, because you want to be portrayed in an article well, and you want your story to be published so you have a voice in journalism. You don't want to be brought down in an article. I mean, unless you did something bad. I think this is like something I learned recently, but like, take the time to help your younger co-writers, and take the time to like mentor like students. If you find someone on your paper that you think has like a real gift for what they're doing and they're younger than you, they're gonna love having someone older that they can ask questions to.
My name's Eric Shaw. I'm a senior at Westlake High School in Austin, Texas. I'm the editor-in-chief and a head photographer for my school yearbook. This is my third year on yearbook staff and fourth year involved in student journalism at Westlake. The most important story that I think I've done recently was taking photos of an anti-mask rally near our school. It's kind of weird. We live in a really bubble because Texas is super conservative, but then Austin is a bubble within it, which is super liberal. But then Westlake itself is super conservative. So it's the state passing bills, and then the city passing laws, and then the school district passing rules and regulations that everyone is against. So there are lots of rallies at like right outside the superintendent's like building. And there are people like chanting and like speaking, public speaking and making signs. And I took photos at multiple rallies, and I was able to run them in our school newspaper or online. And yeah, I was really happy to be able to share that story, and I was really interested in like the process, and I was pretty proud of that. I think it's important for readers of the Westlake, the Feather Duster, which is our newspaper, to understand what's going on. I think some people might not have even been informed of that rally's happening. I think it's important for everybody to know that there was like distrust and anger in the first place. I think it's important for everybody to know. And I think that just everybody needs to be on the same page, and as However, as a journalist, I can make sure everybody's informed. That's really important to me. I actually got into journalism through wanting to be like a artsy photographer. My brother took photojournalism as a sophomore, I think, and he loved the class because he could sleep all day on the beanbags. And then I took it and I loved the teacher and I was really interested in photography, which is still my passion. But I was super into photojournalism and I loved being able to go to sports games and to events and capturing them. And then so I asked my teacher and I was like, what's the best way to pursue photojournalism if I want to be a journalist in the future? And she said yearbook, because it's really, at our level, it's really journalism. And so I started sophomore year and then I was the head photographer junior year and this year editor-in-chief. My teacher is Allison Strelitz. To me, I think unmute yourself means to not stop at any barrier and to try and break through every situation, every obstacle in order to tell the story you're trying to tell. Whether it's your teacher saying you might not want to do this or the principal saying this might not be the best idea, I think to unmute yourself is to really say what you're thinking, to really convey the story you're trying to convey, and by any means necessary, taking the steps to inform everybody and to tell the story that you want. In our yearbook, one way that we've encountered censorship is last year, we were wanting to cover all just the current events, so like vaccines and the COVID policies and all the social justice movements. And we spent a lot of time developing a social justice page, and we really wanted to make it tell all the stories that it needed to tell. And we had a lot of issues of people thinking that we shouldn't do it, that we didn't need to touch it. But our staff ultimately decided that the yearbook and just media should tell the story of what's really happening. And we ultimately decided to run a page telling about the rallies and the riots and how just what's happening in the world right now and in Austin right now. I've gotten into Missouri, which is obviously one of the best journalism schools, which I'm super into.
Yeah.
But I still haven't heard back from 9 schools, so potentially Southern California or Syracuse I'm considering, or University of Texas.
Hi, my name is Caroline Moscardo. My pronouns are they, them. I am currently a high school senior at Iowa City West High School in Iowa City, Iowa. I am the editorials editor and a copy editor for the print publication of West Side Story, my high school's newspaper. I have been a copy editor for 2 years now, but this is my first year as the editorials editor. And as editorials editor, I help manage the editorial board, which is made up of 30 some editors on both the online and print publication of West Side Story. And I help manage the production of our editorial, which is published in each print issue of our magazine. And I also help resolve any, you know, conflicts on our publication. So whether that's a misattribution or a correction to a story or legal concerns, I sort of help facilitate discussions surrounding those topics. One legal concern that my publication and I have run into is the publication of an opinion piece which alleged severe misconduct by someone in authority against a student. And, you know, this, as my publication got closer to the exporting night, to publication day, we realized that there are a lot of legal concerns with the publication of this opinion piece because there was so much burden of proof, burden of evidence on the writer, that on this person who did all these not so great things. And so instead, we've decided to pursue this story in a more investigative piece, which will hopefully be published in the future. But through this process, I've learned a lot about sort of the First Amendment rights, but also sort of the restrictions on them as well, as in regards to a lot of the Me Too movement type stuff, where a lot of times the burden of proof falls on the victim, unfortunately. And so if this story were to be taken to court if the publication or the writer themselves would be sued for defamation, a lot of times that burden of proof would be on them. And the jury would have to, you know, see how they're right. So through discussions with the editorial board of the West Side Story, we've decided that the most effective way and the safest way to pursue this topic is through an investigative piece. Our latest cover story focuses on the creation of the West High Black Student Union. And this focuses on, like, both from an administrative perspective, like how this organization came to be, but really it was student focused and how these students reacted to some events in the West High community that really sparked some outrage and frustrations with administration. So through this piece on the West High BSU, West Side Story really took an in-depth look at what these students face as they're creating this organization and why it's so important that these students really took charge and spoke up. And we tried to give them a platform to, we tried to amplify their voices through this piece just because it's so, so important about what they're doing, seeking justice for other people of color, other students of color. And I'm really happy with how the story turned out. I think it's super inspiring. What the leaders of the BSU have done in the last few months and how administrators are doing their best to try and support them through this process. West High has actually done some coverage in the past, including last year, but also years prior, with just this lack of representation in these upper level courses of Black students. And West High's motto is where excellence is tradition. And it's really interesting to explore that, how that doesn't mean the same thing for everybody, especially among marginalized groups. So that's something that West High has continued to explore, continues to explore through its reporting, whether that's exploring the disparities among Black students, among trans students and the LGBTQ community, among students of lower socioeconomic status. Those are some of the stories that are most exciting for me to cover, for my publication to cover, just because they're relevant to students at West High, and then also for the surrounding community and for, you know, students across the country. For me, especially as an opinion and editorials writer, unmuting yourself means speaking up about topics that are important to you and your community, even if people in power don't necessarily agree. As editorials editor, I've helped facilitate discussions and also write editorials on topics that are relevant to the West High community to help spark discussions among students, but especially among administrators, to urge them to make changes for the sake of students at school. For example, last year, I wrote an editorial one of our editorials focused on mental health resources at West High, especially among students who were on the online program last year, or maybe not resources, mental health resources, but the lack of these resources. And through this process of writing the editorial, the West Side Story editorial board spoke with administrators about what specifically they were doing to help this. And through our discussion, we found that, you know, there are a few holes or maybe some things that administrators could do to really help, you know, better support students. And for me, unmuting yourself is sort of using journalism as this medium of change, this medium for advocacy, for change making. And I think for me, that's really what excites me the most about journalism, is that I can use this medium to help amplify others' voices, oftentimes those whose voices are often silenced or who are too scared to speak up. So for me, that's what unmuting yourself is. After high school, I plan on pursuing a career in journalism. My plan is to become an international correspondent. So in college, I hope to major in anthropology with a focus on culture and gender. In addition to these journalism classes that I've been taking, I'm also really passionate about learning languages. I'm learning French, Chinese, and Swahili. And with each language that I've picked up, I've become more aware of how big our world is, how many stories there are to tell. And so for me, learning these languages and being able to communicate with people more, but more than communicate, to really understand people, is really fulfilling for me. And I hope to use my abilities as a storyteller to help other people tell their stories and bring light to issues, shed light on issues that are often, not told. So whether that's, here in the U.S. or maybe overseas in either, Kenya and Tanzania, using my Swahili, whether in France or maybe West Africa using my French, or in China using my Chinese, all of those are super exciting. And, I really aspire to continue learning these languages, studying journalism, telling these stories. So that's what I'm looking forward to in these next few years. But really, I am open to change, trying new things and seeing where it takes me. But even if I don't end up pursuing a career in journalism, I think that I've picked up so many useful communication tools, whether in just day-to-day conversations with others. It's so much easier for me to talk to people and really understand people with these question asking abilities that I've picked up, while being a reporter for my school news publication.
This is Jeff Brown, Quill and Scroll's executive director, urging you to help amplify student voices this coming week and every week all year long. For more information about Scholastic Journalism Week and Student Press Freedom Day, please visit jea.org and splc.org. And as always, go to quillandscroll.org to learn more about the great work that student journalists are doing and about how you can honor your students for their exemplary work covering their communities. Stay tuned for part 3 of this series. You've been listening to The Source, Quill and Scroll's podcast. Until next time.